Two national ramen noodle chains in Japan are now using underutilized U.S. pork cuts in popular dishes. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. This is thanks to product development efforts led by the U.S. Meat Export Federation and funded through support from the National Pork Board and the USDA. As U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains that the U.S. MEF continually works with the Japan food service industry to find new uses for U.S. pork.
The pork carcass, we're constantly in our various offices looking at opportunities to add value. And, it's even more important today with the uncertain trade situation and some headwinds in some of these economic headwinds in some of these key markets. So, we've had some success here recently in our Japan market. Ramen noodle chain actually called Ramen Kagetsu. They have 250 restaurants throughout the whole country of Japan, and we've recently worked with them to shift their current supply source, which was dependent upon EU pork belly, and we're now effective in May of 2025. They will be shifting over to using U.S. false lean, and false lean is a piece off the boneless loin on the shoulder end, very flavorful and marbled, and so this is really a good example of adding value, as false lean typically would go into trimmings or into some sort of lower value further processing. And the fact that we have positioned it into the center of the plate, so to speak, in food service, we're really excited about that.
He says a second ramen chain in Japan has switched from Mexican product to U.S. pork cushion meat.
A chain by the name of Caracalla has traditionally been using Mexico pork picnic as their protein source for their ramen noodle dishes. And we've worked with them. We've gone in and we've positioned U.S. pork cushion meat, which is actually the heart of that picnic, the most tender part. Effective in May of this year, we'll see 100% switch from Mexican picnics to U.S. cushion meat. And the usage rate is about 1,000 metric tons per year. So this is very significant in terms of a volume shift. And the other thing to remember is the picnic can be difficult to cook and prepare properly, and especially the cushion meat. It's very easy to overcook, for example, and make it tough. So we work with these food service chains, in this case, Caracalla. we help to train their chefs, their people that are managing these restaurants, and to really optimize the eating experience for the customers in Japan.
Hallstrom explains how U.S. MEF works to not only diversify the markets where U.S. red meats are sold, but also to diversify the products sold in established markets.
We're always trying to diversify the carcasses, diversify the product mix across many different markets. But it's also not only about diversifying the marketplace itself. And a lot of times, established markets like Japan, it's about diversifying within that market. So in this case, we've identified a market within a market, this ramen noodle food service sector, which maybe was not so much of a focus in the past, is definitely a focus today. So finding markets within markets is also an opportunity to add value, as well as finding brand new markets around the world.
Getting us up to date on some of the latest happenings in the U.S. red meat export market is USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.